This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So my best friend and I have been best friends since first grade. And unfortunately, her dad passed away very unexpectedly about 2 years ago. So her and I both visit his grave numerous times a month, just cleaning up the grave and making sure it looks nice and keep it respectable. And one of her dad's favorite things to do was to sit down and have a beer. And so every time we go to clean up the grave, whether it's her and I or just one of us, we always bring a beer and set one on his grave and drink one for ourselves while sitting there. And one time I was there and I was just doing some gardening and weeding and stuff and just cleaning up around the grave and stuff. And after I had finished, I set down a beer on his grave and sat down next to him. And I got distracted by something over near my car. And so I walked over to my car and was looking at whatever I got distracted by. And when I came back, the full beer can that I had set on his grave was completely empty, but the beer can itself was still closed. It's like the beer inside the can just vanished. And I've seen some other stuff happen around his grave, like little shadows and stuff like that, and just weird coincidences like that, but that was one thing that really stuck out to me, was the beer just vanished in the can.
I think that is actually the first time I've ever heard a ghost story where food is left almost as an offering or as a point of respect, where it is gone the next day. Quite often we hear about it still being there, or the theory that they can pass through it and enjoy it and take pleasure in the food. But for it to be consumed, I think that's a first for this program. And can you blame him? I mean, you know, girls there bringing you beer? Why not? It's quite a phenomena when the dead return, whether it's to leave a message, whether it's just to show that they're there, whether you just happen to catch them in passing and didn't even mean to show themselves. Any way, shape, or form it happens, it can be rather startling. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have three great stories about that happening for folks in all different situations. Was it just the ghost of a little girl singing a song out on the porch? One couple has to dig into this, or could it be something much darker lurking, trying to lure the living in? Also, our podcast opens the lines of communication between a mother and a daughter about the haunted house that they both inhabit, that neither of them have discussed. Also, a real-life Night at the Museum case where the dead are coming back to claim the items that once belonged to them. Great stories are on the way in EPP bonus episode number 257. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.